I went over the sand hills and moved along to Le Pan, which is a little bit to the right of Dunkirk. And there were hundreds and hundreds of soldiers on the sand there. And ships coming in, trying to pick them up. But there were so many, I thought, I never get these people off here, but we've just got to be disciplined. It's only discipline. And I saw the most magnificent bit of British discipline there, taught me something. They went down in the water, they stood in rows of four, and they stood in the water, and the tide came in, and it went up to here. And then the tide went out, and then it came back. I was there for I remember three tides, and staying there at night. Of course, there was the odd guy who left for obvious purposes to nip back over the sand dunes, but when he came back, a hand would go up, over here, and it was just so terribly British. I think I became a man there. And then, unfortunately, the dive bombers were, knocking the ships out, and there were terrible things happening. I saw a destroyer absolutely packed with men on board hit, and it just went on its side, and hundreds of men went into the sea, thrashing about there. Many of them couldn't swim on shore. But to get back to my situation, the night came, and the next morning I thought it was getting night. I thought, this is going to be too late. I think it was the 24th of June, getting towards the end, very end, Lots of chappies there were dead lying about, but nobody could do anything about that. But there were others that were moving around. There were some badly wounded people.